Tony Talks fam. It's your favorite podcast host coming at you with another fire episode. I have my good friend here with me today. I got Brooke Bradford. And we are here to talk about some stuff. We're going to talk about some stuff.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited. Okay. I'm very excited.
We might step on a few toes, but we ain't scared. Before we get into what we're talking about, give me my theme song.
I feel like Oprah.
My mic sound nice.
Oh, Tony Talks is on the radio.
Check one. My mic sound nice.
My girl Tony, stay coming with the looks. You hear me?
Check two. My mic sound nice.
Tony Talks is that girl.
Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake. Queens is in the house. Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Yo, you gotta be quiet. Tony Talks is on.
Hey Brooke, how are you doing?
I am lovely. Super excited.
Yes. Now, I've been wanting Brooke to be on my show for a minute because I actually know her sister, and she told me a little bit of Brooke's story. And so I was like, I gotta get to know Brooke because we kind of share similar dark backgrounds. And so I knew that I had to get her on my show so that we could both share our stories together and just talk about God. Y'all know I'm going to talk about God.
Gotta talk about God all the time.
So what we're going to talk about is how we overcame witchcraft.
Pretty much, we can say that.
I mean, yeah. It's not, people don't like that word. They say we fling it around all the time. They always talk about how Christians call everything witchcraft, but when you really walk with God, you do realize that
a lot of it is witchcraft.
So, Brooke, can you share a little bit of your story with us?
So I grew up Christian. Mm-hmm. My dad was a pastor. My mom grew up in the church as well. A big, huge, long background of Christianity. Went to a Bible college. I did all the things correctly.
All the things.
Seemingly correctly. Seemingly. It was just a lot of religious activity, I would say.
Yeah.
Just doing what you know to do because that's what you've always known to do. And then dark things start happening as you get older, you know, relationship problems, life really starts kicking in, and in very small ways, witchcraft was just dropped in front of me, slowly,
yeah,
in different areas, and it was so unassuming, and I didn't know until the biggest level of tragedy that could have happened, which was a miscarriage, and a really bad breakup really sent me down, like openly practicing witchcraft, like real spells, real divination.
She was deep in y'all.
Yeah, chose it. Like not the I had crystals and not the I, you know, was just manifesting, but was still trying to be, like, I was not trying to be a Christian. I was trying to be a witch.
Got you. Straight like that. Period. And period.
Yep.
So with me, it was introduced to me slowly, like kind of placed in front of me too. But it didn't take much for me to like take the bait, honestly.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, this is interesting. Just like you, I was raised in church all my life. I was very active in church, usher on the choir, all the things, right? Yeah. And my mom, she was like old school. Like, if you're going to live in my house, you're going to go to church. And you're going to do what I say you're going to do in church. So, everybody knew me as the church girl. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to do anything outside of church. Not like that. When I went to college, that's when I first started hearing about crystals.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, now when I first heard about crystals, I was like, what? No. Like, that doesn't even make sense. I knew people who would put crystals in their bra. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. But someone very close to me had introduced me to tarot readings. And now with tarot, now that's what now changed that's, the game. That's going
to do you dirty every time getting into tarot.
That changed the game for me. Yeah. I was in this tough spot in my life. It's always when you're in a tough spot.
Always.
Always. That's what always. Well, the devil be knowing. Like, yes. I can get her because she right here where I need her to be.
Yep.
I was in this tough spot, you know, going through in my relationship, just going through personally, like not knowing who I was. And, yeah, someone close to me introduced me to tarot. We watched one together for my zodiac sign, or what the world says my zodiac sign is, because I'm a child of God. And when I say it was on point,
accurate.
It was crazy. Like, accurate. How does this man know me? It was a man who was doing the tarot reading. But after they introduced me to this one tarot reader, I was like, I don't really like him, though. So I went to find me another one. And then with this one I found, I stuck with her for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. That's how long I was operating on that side. Mm-hmm. But unlike you, you said you weren't trying to be a Christian.
No.
Now, I was delusional. I thought I was doing the Lord's work. Like, this is the key. Like, I unlocked heaven. The code. Like, this is heaven. What God wants us to know. Like, just go.
This is heaven. I have brought heaven to earth.
And with that, I was watching tarot. I got crystals. I started doing the sage thing, cleansing my crystals in the full moon. I would even go to a stream to cleanse my crystals with fresh water.
Yep.
And right before I was like, okay, I gotta stop this. I was getting into the spells. Mm-hmm. I had got books. I was reading them. But for some reason, I didn't keep going with it. Mm-hmm. And I like to say that was God. Honestly,
I would totally agree with that, because what I feel like people don't realize is that the spells and stuff, all that stuff is very glamorized. Mm-hmm. And what people don't know is that when you're getting into that stuff, you have no idea.
No, it's serious.
What is attached to it. Yeah. Like, you'll have this overt, outcome. Mm-hmm. Like, I did a love spell or a spell for money and I got the money or I got the love. But you don't know. So what people don't realize is in that world, you don't get to know the agreement that you're signing to. Mm-hmm. You don't know the terms and conditions.
Woo, secret contracts.
Yeah, you don't know the terms and conditions. And then people don't understand, too, like, depending on who you're getting a spell from, you don't know what terms and conditions that they had attached to... Right. Their spells that they made and that they came up with and all that kind of stuff. So it's like, you'll be trying to figure out, why is my wife like this? Because it's temporary. So you have to keep doing stuff to keep it.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta keep it up.
Yes.
And it's...
There's a verse in the Bible that actually says that. I don't know the verse right now, but I'll post it. But there's a verse in the Bible that says, don't be associated with the ways of the world. Because they have to keep doing what they're doing to get what they have. Yeah. And us, like people who live in the Word of God, all we got to do is go to God. Like, we don't have to, like, search out other things or other ways. Like, we have a source. Like, we have a direct line to the Father. Like,
literally.
It's crazy because, like, that world, like you said, it is glamorized. Mm-hmm. What, sometimes I sit and think, why was I so delusional? I remember I started following women who called themselves witches on Instagram. And I'm like, oh, I want to be that. I wanted to be a witch. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I wanted to actively be a witch. Now, one thing that people really got the game confused at is... When they say witches, or they say hoodoo or voodoo, that they use the Bible. And so they try to say that because they use the Bible, it's okay. Mm. And I believed that for a while. Mm. There was this one witch that I follow on Instagram. She had this book called The Power of the Psalms. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh. Because I thought I was doing the Lord's work. I was like, let me incorporate the word. How did I think I was doing the Lord's work? Let's pause there. When I wasn't even reading the word, I wasn't going to church. I had been raised in church my whole life. But when the pandemic came in 2020, I had stopped going. I was going to church, but then something happened. I was church hurt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that world sounds more logical. Mm-hmm. I get more answers on this side than I did when I was in church. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I got involved in it. And so when I got the book of Psalms, I was like, ooh, now I'm incorporating the word. So I'm for real doing this for God. Mm-hmm. Looking in the book, you've got spells along with scriptures. Mm-hmm. Like burning spells, candle spells. Mm-hmm. Like, I was real...
Blaspheming. It was like the literal one thing that would have God turn away from you was exactly what they were trying to introduce to you so that you would kind of just like adopt the mindset of like, I'm using the Bible,
right?
Which is the literal, like the actual rejection of God would be to do that. Like, that is one thing that would be like...
Like, duh. Like, and if we were reading our word, if I was reading my word, I would have known that. But I wasn't reading a lick of scripture. And like I said, I was like, yeah, I'm going to heaven. Mm-hmm. I'm doing all the right things. I feel like God is telling me to do this. Like,
now, I think what's crazy for me is that one to speak to for people who don't know is in that world, being able to get answers, the answers that you think that you're getting, first of all, because catch 22 on it being accurate. But it happens to be accurate, but it's just like, it is interesting. It's like, how do you know that? How are you on the internet and you know that? That's called monitoring spirits. Oh, yeah. That's called familiar spirits. Mm-hmm. And that type of stuff, it's when spirits are following you. They get information. I mean, they're not God.
Yeah.
So they have to gather. That's how the enemy knows, like, okay, I know that this individual is going to do the same thing all the time. You put this in front of them enough times, they'll take it. You put alcohol in front of an alcoholic enough times, mm-hmm. they'll drink it. You put a good-looking woman in front of a guy who struggles with lust.
Yeah.
He'll take the bait. So I think that you got to be aware of, one, like, your shortcomings, like where do you fall short at, and then be aware of, like, what are my personal cycles. Yeah. I know for me, it's relationships. The enemy will use a relationship to get me every single time. Got me into witchcraft. It has had me just off the deep end, off the rails with, like, money and just how I spent. Like, I mean, just gone. So I think that to go back to what you were talking about with just how you were introduced to it, yeah. and all, like, know your shortcomings, because that's what he will use to put stuff in there.
And now you're saying that I didn't even realize that. That's a really good point, knowing your shortcomings, because I've always been on a search for my identity. Mm-hmm. And so when I was introduced to tarot, I was like, oh, I feel heard. I feel mm-hmm. understood. And it made me feel like, wow, there's nothing wrong with me. Like, and with some people don't know, but I was adopted. So on the search of trying to discover who I am, it was like, okay. It was like, I don't know a thing about me except for I have anger issues, or I had anger issues because I ain't claiming that. I just didn't know who I was. And so with watching those tarots, it was like, yeah, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. So I started pulling things from them that didn't even belong to me. If we're being real.
Literally, yeah.
Those things don't even belong to me. So I was adding on, still confused. I still didn't know who I was even with watching them.
Adding on more false identity.
I would still go back and be like, oh, what they gonna say this time?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It really is, because people don't understand, like, people are so desperate.
Yeah.
And that's what the enemy uses. He uses your desperation, your undying desire to be relatable, to be heard, to be seen, to feel like you fit in. Like he uses all of that to get you just very confused first, because he's going to use confusion, because God is a God of order. So what does he do to get you to make the moves that he needs you to make? He confuses you. So that you make split second decisions. You're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. I'm just going to do this. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I'm just going to do that. And he'll put stuff that seemingly makes sense. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. your zodiac sign, it does relate to you. But your zodiac sign is not who you are.
Yeah.
So I think that a lot of times people don't realize, like, why am I going to this? Like, what am I desperate for?
And things that I said that I would never do, I caught myself doing. I always said I wouldn't be the one to go check my horoscope or who would find my identity in my zodiac, but it kind of seemed like it happened so quickly when I was like, oh, never mind. I'm going to go read about how the retrograde is going to affect my zodiac sign.
Yep.
That's going to give me an excuse to say, this is why I'm acting this way.
Yep.
And it keeps you stuck in a place. So, like, if your zodiac sign, a lot of people say with Virgos, like, we're like, controlling and angry and all this other stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I am. I would just claim it.
Mm-hmm.
But I am those things. I'm soft.
Oh, a princess.
Princess.
But that's kind of been something that I've been really getting myself familiar with, is understanding what does the Lord mean by I'm a daughter? Like, what does the Lord mean? Like, go, because all of this stuff has to do with your identity. The enemy's trying to take your identity, and if I can taint your identity, you will never know who you're supposed to be. I can always put things in there, seek things in there.
Just be out here lost,
forever. Detouring you constantly.
Yeah,
your whole life full of detours. But if you are very familiar with your sonship with God, your daughtership, if you know sonship, just throws you off, but your daughtership, sonship, whatever, you won't live a life of being derailed more than you will live a life of being able to allow the Lord to redirect and refine, and you will have a perspective of refinement.
Girl, preach. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, bruh. That's so good. I was just telling Terrence the other day, I think it was yesterday, how my birthday is next month.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my creative pieces that I want to do is just how easy it has become. I want to talk about how easy it has become for me to discover who I am ever since I went back to God. I didn't have to go watching videos or any of this crazy stuff. But once I came back to God, he told me exactly who I was.
Mm-hmm.
It was that
very
easy.
Simple.
It was that easy. Yeah. And I got so excited because I never had a like real favorite color. And a few weeks ago, I realized what my favorite color is. And something that simple made me so happy. I'm like, I'm really learning me. Like, God is really showing me me. And not just in his word, but, like, just in my everyday life. Like, and he knows that that's important to me. So he gave me that. He was like, okay, I'm going to show you, like, the things that you like, the things that you dislike. Because before, if you asked me those things, I'd be like, I don't know, or I'm with whatever. But I'm learning who I am, and I'm learning to have responses to those questions, and that makes me feel like a person.
Yes. I think that, like, all of what you're saying, like, that is so key.
Yeah.
That is so key, because if you look at the world says everything's acceptable. Mm-hmm. We just out here vibing, out here having a good time. I don't know. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does it matter? Your truth is your truth for today, for the moment, for the minute, for the second. for the millisecond. Like, I mean, what I like right now, I may not like it in a couple of minutes. And it changes. Yeah. It can be just manipulated. Literally manipulation is in full effect constantly in the world. And the way the Lord operates, he operates in order. He operates decisively. This is this, that is that.
Yeah.
There is no gray in between anything like that. So you getting decisive is a clear, for that is great for people who are coming out of stuff and like trying to, well, where am I at in my walk? Or how can I know where I'm at in my walk? Yeah. What are you decisive on? Like, look at the basics. Right. You don't even got to be like all deep and spiritual and all the things. Just, what's my favorite color?
Yeah. That's simple.
What's my favorite color?
That simple.
It is. And people don't realize too, because when you're in that world, you have so many different spirits at play in you. You don't know what your favorite color is because who's in charge right now? Who's in charge right now?
Right. You don't know if you come in or going.
You don't.
If you're up or down.
You don't. You just know you're awake.
I had made a post on Instagram not too long ago about free spirits. Mm-hmm. I had messaged this one girl because she had made a post about hoodoo and how she shared a post and she was just like, I'm going to sit this here. So, you know, she was agreeing with it. Mm-hmm. And so I slid in her DMs and I sent her this post that I created to counteract these lies that people have put out about witchcraft. And I counteracted with scripture. Like, these things are not okay. Yes, they might be in the Bible, but read it in its proper context so that you can know what God is really saying about these things. So I just sent it to her, and I just told her, I was like, just check this out, and maybe it can give you a different perspective on Christianity. I'm not trying to change who you are, but instead of saying, you know, Christians are this, this is actually what Christianity is. And in order to know it, you have to open the book. You have to read the Bible. You can't just go based off of what someone else is saying. Mm-hmm. You have to test everything for yourself. Mm-hmm. And in her response, she gave, it was a very loving response, very kind. And in her response, she did say that she's a free spirit. Thank you. She was talking about how she's a free spirit. And so when I thought about that, I was sitting on my couch one day and I was like, man, that sounds real good. That sounds cute. I'm a free spirit. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, yeah, that's all cute and dandy until demons snatch up your soul and start playing double dutch with it.
Literally.
Like, you're a spirit just out here.
Yeah, it's free for anything. For anybody.
Up in the air. And demons is just like, mine, mine, mine. And sometimes you, like, people living in that lifestyle, you don't even realize it.
No. 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 Nope. Because it goes back to, you don't get to decide the terms and conditions.
Exactly.
When you agree to being a free spirit, you don't get to decide what those terms and conditions look like. You're a free spirit. That means that anything that decides to attach itself to you.
You free game, baby.
You free game. You are free game. You are up for grabs.
Yeah.
And whatever is the strongest, that's what's going to keep you the longest.
Yeah. That's facts. One thing I do want to say before we even get into how we came out of this lifestyle, I got to dead something real, real quick. I mentioned about the book of Psalms and the power of Psalms and how I got this book off Amazon and I was reading it and it had spells in it. One thing I do want to dead right now is the book of Psalms is not a book of spells.
Period.
It is not a book of spells at all. So don't
stamped. That is not a book of spells.
It is not.
Capital N, capital O, capital T.
I dare you to open your Bible and for yourself so that you can see that it is not a book of spells.
Not a book of spells.
People can say it all day.
It's a book of songs.
Woo! We were in that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. How in the world did we come out? How did we get here? How did we get to the point of talking about God, declaring his word, walking as disciples?
Well, for me, it was a It was actually a lot of people around. This is why I say it's the power of the people who know, who are around you. Like, who do yeah. you know? You got to attach yourself to people who are God-fearing. Because if it had not been for my fasting mother, my fasting sister,
say that.
I don't think I probably would not even be alive today.
Wow.
I probably wouldn't even be alive. That's how far. And if, or if I was, I'd be around here somewhere floating. I was so deep into it. They fasted for me and prayed for me and interceded for me. Like, if intercession was a person, it would be them.
That's powerful.
They did that, and I literally, my mom went on a fast where she wasn't even eating, and like 3 days, probably about 17 days into her fast, 3 days after I had a crazy breakup with my boyfriend, I ended up getting delivered.
Wow.
Yeah. She fasted me clean on up out of there.
Girl.
Literally.
Thank you, Mama Bradford.
Literally.
Thank you, Tori.
Yes, thank you. I love you, Bo.
That's amazing. Now, were you going to church while you were in that life?
Yeah, I was. Reluctantly. So, here's the thing. I'm very black and white. I do not claim to be... When I was in that world, I did not claim to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. I had a respect for God. It sounds crazy. Right. But I did. That delusion at play again. But I did have enough respect to be like, I was not going to claim to be a Christian. I wasn't going to claim and like practice.
Yeah.
Anything Christianity, and I knew that I was trying to be a witch. However, my mom was like, you're gonna go to church. It was expected of me to go to church. Like, and I also was like, telling my parents I'm a full-blown witch is crazy. I kind of like, you know, something going on, but yeah. We don't have to get into the details. So I was still going, just like very much like, I don't want to be here, but I'm here.
So your parents didn't know the extent to what you were dabbling in?
They didn't.
Did they know at all? Anything? Oh.
Well, I think they knew that, like, something is wrong with
her.
Yeah. Something wrong. Yeah, something's not right. But I know that my mom for sure did not know the lengths I was going. That was real sneaky. That was real sneaky.
Girl. Well, thank God for deliverance.
Thanks.
Thanks. God. Now, with me, I started going to Mart in 2023, last year. Mm-hmm. It was in June. My mom had passed in May. And so after my mom passed, I had this yearning to go back to church. Hadn't been in church for 2 years. But it was like God was dealing with me, and I was like, I was telling Terrence, I have the desire to be around people again, people of God. I desire a sense of community because I felt like I lost everything when I lost my mom. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, dang. And that's what my mom always taught me. Stay in church, put God first in everything, all of that. Pray, all the things, right? I knew I didn't want to go back where I had came from. This girl, this lady who actually goes to Mark, she used to go to the same church as I did. Mm-hmm. And she had been inviting me for a minute. And I would always say, I'm going to come. But I just was like, no, I'm not going to go. Like, I do not want to go to another church again. But I finally hit her up. And I was like, I'm going to go. And so I went. Girl, I'm in the service crying. I think it's still like 5 minutes.
5 minutes in.
5 minutes in. I'm like crying because I was able to experience a release that I didn't even get to experience from my mom passing because it was just so traumatic. It was a traumatic experience. When in the moments in which she was dying and with her family, it was just like, that moment in church was like, I needed that. After that, I didn't join that day, but I had the desire to keep going. I went to a Bible study, a God study is what we call it. And that was my first God study. And Pastor Chris stepped on all my toes. I'm like, are my feet okay? Because he started talking about all of that witchcraft stuff. He was talking about crystals and sage. He even gave scripture. Deuteronomy was the one that stuck out to me. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 19. And I was like, oh, I've been asking people where does in the Bible do it say? No, I could look it up myself, but I was not going to the word when I was in that lifestyle. But when he said it, I was like, wow, it's right there in the beginning of the Bible.
Yeah. It's not even five books deep.
It says, do not worship the sun, the moon, and the stars. And he gave more scriptures. And I'm just like, conviction. So when I came home, I told Terrence, I was like, I gotta throw away my crystals. And he was like, what? I was like, yeah. And I told him about the service. And I threw them things away. And over time, I started realizing all the other things I had around my house that was a part of that lifestyle. Yep. And that's how I got out of it. My last tarot reading I watched was over a year ago now.
Congratulations. I was
addicted to those.
I was about to say, I'd say congratulations, because what people don't realize is that addiction.
I was addicted. Like,
it's bad. And because it's got something for everything.
Everything.
It's
relationships. Everything. Financial. Career. Like,
literally.
If you need the answer. And that's what's so dangerous about it, because what we fail to not us now, but what people who are in that lifestyle fail to understand is that those things will be on point, but that doesn't mean it's of God. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean it's of God. Mm-hmm. It's just a trap to keep you where you are, like we were saying before.
Mm-hmm. You can, and I know people don't like hearing everything Christians say has to do with witchcraft, but because normally, 9 times out of 10, 9.5 times out of 10, you can almost bet that anything that you are doing outside of the Lord has manipulation involved, deception involved, some form of it is involved, because you're constantly filled with something.
Yeah.
And if it's not God, what is it? Is it yourself? Because then yourself, if it's you, well, that's perfect. That's exactly what the enemy wants.
Yeah.
That's exactly, he wants you to be like him. And what is he like? He is selfish and full of himself.
Yeah.
And full of himself.
Yeah.
So if he can get you to be like him, just full of yourself, witchcraft has won.
Yeah.
That is witchcraft. Being full of yourself. It is all about me. What can I get? What about my situation needs to change? What about me?
Yeah. Boy.
And that's all that they use. All they use is you, to get you tapped into yourself. You need to meditate so that you can get to know yourself, so that you can activate all the different things in yourself. It's all about you. The Holy Spirit says, it's all about me. The Holy Spirit says, me, look at me. Look at me. Don't look at you. Look at me.
And we leave no space.
None.
For God. And
none.
When we're in that life, there's no space for him.
No.
At all.
Where are you going to fit him in it? If you are consumed with you, where does he get in at?
Something that I've kind of been going back and forth with myself with, and maybe you can help me find clarity on it, with watching tarot readings, even though some of the things may be accurate, you know how in tarot readings they say, take what's for you and leave the rest.
Such a...
They say that.
They do. Faithfully. And
do you think that even when we leave things that we don't think are for us, because we heard it, we allowed it, we soaked it in, that those things could come into play into our lives, even though it was never meant for us?
100%. That's why the Bible talks about guarding your ears, guarding your gates, guard your eyes. Your eyes and your ears are your gates.
Yeah.
So if those things are exposed, It doesn't matter if you watched them or you heard or you just listened to it and you're like, okay, well, I'll leave the world. That's part of the cover up.
Yeah.
Because I got to make sure that you remember to come back. Okay. Don't worry about this bad little part. Don't worry about it. You already heard it though.
Right. Right.
And don't let it have made sense and it applies.
And we'd be in the bad parts, we'd be like, oh yeah, that ain't for me.
Right. Sure it is. Sure it is.
You're listening to it.
You've agreed to whatever is behind this reading, this sound, this anything. Because what people fail to realize too, that is all like the enemy is. He is the God of the air. Mm-hmm. That's sound. That's music. That's noise. That's sound waves. That's all of that stuff is involved in what he is. He is. God gave him that.
Yeah.
And so if you are not guarding what's coming in and you're that exposed, you're a free spirit. You're that exposed and open to, yeah, I'll take what they're saying and leave the rest. He's like, you know, you can take whatever you just heard.
It's already attached to you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, I see how you put that into perspective with the free spirit. Just mm-hmm. like, you said it's not for you, but I already grabbed you. I already grabbed your spirit.
Yes.
Wow.
And they taint a lot of what, because they promote you being yourself, you doing you, and you just, you know, you get authentically you.
Yeah.
That is training you to agree to things that you have no business agreeing with, because the Bible is full of laws. It's full of rules, regulations. I'm like, hey, free. Who cares? It's your world. It's your life. You choose how you want to live it. You choose what you want to do with your body. You choose what you want. You choose what you want to take in and listen to. You don't have to accept that if you don't want to. Sure you do.
Yeah.
That's the terms and conditions that you don't get to read. And they get to lie, because that's part of the terms and conditions that you don't get to. I get to lie to you. I get to tell you something that's not even true. But you don't have to know that. You do agree to this. You agree to any part of this reading, which was listening to it. It doesn't matter if the whole thing was wrong and inaccurate.
Why did you press play?
Yes. You have agreed to whatever that person is saying. That's like when people say, I just like the beat. I don't listen to the words. I don't care about the words. I don't care what they're saying. They just spoke 15 curses over you. It doesn't matter that you was just listening to the beat. The beat helped you accept the curse.
Ooh, that's something I am overcoming. I've been deleting songs from my playlist. I've been deleting artists because it's real. It's really real out here.
Yeah.
Another thing that gets me, people who are in that lifestyle, they love to say words are spells. Mm-hmm. But then you don't take that and attach it to what you're doing. Like, you're listening to tarot readings. Those words are spells that they're casting on you. Mm-hmm. The music that we're listening to, those words are spells that they're casting onto us. Mm-hmm. They just think, don't say bad things about yourself because words are spells. No, what other people say to you are also, and what you choose to listen to. Girl.
Yeah.
Everything is witchcraft.
I
that's what I'm going to name this episode. Everything is witchcraft.
Because it is seeped into everything.
Yeah.
It is seeped into everything. Manifesting? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Creating your own reality. How do you think that that's not? Because you didn't say a spell, you think that you're not committing witchcraft.
Right.
Witchcraft doesn't have to be on casting spells. Mm-hmm. Witchcraft doesn't even have to be that you necessarily are even entertaining Wiccan lifestyle or Wiccan choices or anything like that. It could be that you are an incredibly manipulative person. Everything you do is strategic. Every relationship you have is strategic. Everything that you're attached to, there is an agenda behind it. It's not because you authentically want to be in a relationship with someone. What can I get from you? That's witchcraft too.
Yep.
And that's what people fail to realize. Like, the enemy has made it witchcraft is this? If you aren't floating in the air, bending over backwards, if you're not casting spells and you got the rocks and the sage and all the things going, that, you know, that stuff, that's witchcraft.
This. Right, because if the enemy can't get you that way, mm-hmm. he can attack your character.
Yep. Yep. And that's what he does. And then people just, they get so caught up in, people get caught up in words, not acts. Mm. People get caught up in what words are you saying? I got caught up in that. I was like, I'm not a witch. I am a light worker.
Yeah. Right. Oh my goodness.
I am a light worker.
I would see that all the time. I'm not a witch.
I'm not a witch. I don't do that. I don't do witchcraft. I
and
do.
Some people gladly claim it. Like, I'm yes. a witch. I've seen that too.
Well, that's what's actually interesting, because that's what the next phase of witchcraft is in the world. Like, if you pay attention, it's, well, now let me desensitize you to the word. Mm. So if I keep dropping the word in front of you, okay, TikTok, if I keep dropping witchcraft, witch, spell work, spells, all of that, if I can keep putting it in front of you, like they do scary movies, yeah. eventually, it won't phase you. Eventually, it'll become so familiar that when it's open and overt, like just slapping your face, like even think about how the LGBTQ and plus community, how that even came about. At one point, it was very taboo. Mm-hmm. Very taboo. Like, we don't talk about this. And over the years, if I keep just putting it in front of you more, eventually, you'll create a whole day for me.
Yeah, right.
A whole month dedicated to me.
Yeah.
And that's what the enemy's doing. He's like, okay, well, now that we've established them,
boy,
let's go ahead and at work, busy. Busy. Mm. He's so busy. And then you think that, like, this stuff isn't real, but if you, like, actually pay attention to how he works, he's got a long game.
That's true.
He's not a quick guy. He's got a long time.
Oh, okay, that didn't work. I'll just try this way.
Mm. Yeah, and it's not even, sometimes it's not even that. He's like, well, the seed was planted. Because you didn't even see what happened. Mm. He plants seeds. He lets you water it. You're going to water it. He'll plant the seed and let you water it. And that people forget that that's how the enemy works. All I got to do is put it in front of you. You'll do the rest.
Because that's clearly how it worked for us.
Literally. That I was like, I am now a light worker.
Like, yes.
That's your girl.
This is the life I want to live. Beyonce said she charged her crystals in the full moon, so I'm going to do it too.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
And people don't pay attention to, like, what am I attracted to when I'm in this lifestyle? What am I gravitating towards?
And they don't even pay attention to how their life isn't changing for the better. It's just remaining constant in the
literally. You are deluding yourself.
You're on the same merry-go-round.
Over and over and over. You're not deluding yourself to thinking that it's getting better. Like, you are forcing yes. yourself to believe that it's getting better. Right. And it's not. It's actually getting worse.
Ooh, those 2 years of my life when I was dealing with that stuff, it was the worst 2 years of my life.
Yeah. But you couldn't have told yourself.
But I couldn't have told myself that.
Couldn't have told yourself.
I was still charging my crystals, still putting them under my bed, like under my mattress, like things are going to get better. Mm-hmm. Like God is working things out for my good. Like.
Literally. I always tell people, it's not that this stuff doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It works. 100%. But I will always go back to, you don't get to decide the terms and conditions on the back end. Yeah, okay, so yeah, you got the relationship. You manifested a relationship. You wanted that boy bad. You had to have him. You got him. But what happened after you got him? It's probably the worst relationship, the worst experience you could have come up with. It probably, you don't even believe in Jesus, but you're like, this is demonic. I need Jesus. Like, right. This is, and for me, that's exactly what it was. I wanted this boy so bad I had to have him. I wasn't coming up off it. I was going to have this guy. And when I got him, I got the relationship. That was the most heartbreaking, heart-wrenching,
wow,
terrorizing relationship I could have ever been. And it's not because it was necessarily all him. I didn't get to know the terms and conditions.
Yep.
But oh my God, when I found out what the terms and conditions were, because you get to look back. You get to look back when the Lord takes you out. You're like, I want you to take a look at this. Like, take a look.
Your eyes are finally open.
Yeah. He said, yeah, you wanted that. You got it. But this is what you got with it.
Yeah.
And people don't realize, like, this stuff is so real. And they get to lie to you. You don't get to know anything. You don't get to know. And I think, like, where this world is, everybody's so smart. Everybody wants the truth. But everybody is willing to lie to themselves.
Yeah.
And because it's their truth.
Right. Just like you were saying earlier, when you're living in that lifestyle, you become so selfish.
Yeah.
Like, you become arrogant.
Yeah.
You think you know everything. Like I said, I thought I was, like, unlocking the secret to heaven. I thought I was like, oh, yeah, this is what God was talking about. God was like, girl, please.
Not even close. Not even a little bit.
I don't even know you.
Who are you? Who are you again? No, but yeah, people really will, if they're not so far left as to believe, like, I don't even believe in God. Like, I don't do that God stuff. Mm-hmm. It'll be that.
Yeah.
They'll take anything that feels good to their flesh and make it God. And because you were in a place of feeling like you needed to feel like you were seen, you needed something that gave you identity. That was all the enemy needed. He was like, yeah, you can do that church stuff.
Right.
You can do all of that. Yeah, I'll help you. Here's a book of spells from out the Psalms.
I hear you,
girl. Use this. And I mean, like, what literally your whole life would, I don't, like, thank God. That never happened. Because what do you do after that point? Like, the terms and conditions behind that, I wouldn't even know. Like, somebody saying that is insane. That you, the book of spells and songs.
Right. And one thing that I never did, even though I had the book, I would open the book. I remember even posting on my Instagram story one day, like, yes, I take my word with me to work.
And that was your book of spells? Oh,
God. I'm like showing a book on my story, like, yeah, I take the word with me everywhere. And I know. Just don't.
Girl.
But one thing I never did was, yes, I would read the spells, but I never performed them. It seems like God, every time I was about to perform a spell, God, it was like He would stop me. I remember telling you before, whenever I had got my beginner books for spell work, mm-hmm. I was about to do that cleansing bath thing mm-hmm. to start off my whole spell work journey, because mm-hmm. you got to cleanse yourself first, and you've got to put yourself in the bath with the cycles of the sunrise and yeah. sunset, and I'm just like...
Bunch of weird junk.
I went to the store and got all the things, uh-huh. but I never did it. I never did it. And I'm like, thank you, God. Because He probably was like, girl, if you do that, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to come out.
Yeah. I think that, like, I would never say, obviously, that you can't come out. But just from what I did.
Yeah.
I'm like, still, there's, like, stuff that I'm, like, getting freed from. And this is going on 2-3 years removed. And this is not to say that my parents were in freedom and deliverance yeah. ministry. So some of this was like knowing that this was going to be a process. When I made the choice to be like, I don't care about this Jesus, I'm doing this. But I didn't realize, like, I keep referring to it because I want it ingrained in people's mind. Like, remember terms and conditions, like, because I did not know what I was agreeing to. And the stuff that I thought was dealt with, well, came with extra stuff that I didn't even know about. That I'm getting freed up from because I didn't even know about it. I didn't know that I agreed to I didn't know that I agreed to be a part of covens. I was like, I never signed up to be part of nobody's witch circle. See, I was doing this stuff by myself. But
those things have such a stronghold on you. Mm-hmm. One thing that I'm just realizing that had a stronghold on me was angel numbers. I'm walking around like 11, 11, 10, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4. till just recently when I was like, do you see what you're doing? Do you see what you're still doing? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking these things mean something. And he's like, they don't.
No.
They absolutely, well, not with me, they don't.
Right, right. Exactly. They mean something.
And I was like, bruh.
Yeah.
Terrence was doing it. My son was doing it. And I was like, yo, we gotta stop. Mason be like, let him know. It was me who introduced my family to that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So it's also my responsibility to tell them, hold up.
I think but even what you're talking about, getting very aware of, like, you have to be aware of the enemy, how he works, because he'll have you plant seeds. Yeah. That's why I said he plants a seed and lets you water it.
He will.
Because then all he has to do, he goes on about his life. He's got a country to take down. Plant a few seeds, go on about his business. She'll introduce it to them. I know how this goes. Oh, yeah, because she loves them so much. She's going to want them to know what she knows and get good like she's good.
And Terrence wasn't strong in his walk with Christ. Like, he wasn't raised in church like I was. So it was easy for me to manipulate him in that way. Like, he was, okay, well, she's doing it, so.
What an incredible, honest way to say that, though. Like, can we pause on that for a second? Because people would never say what it was.
Yeah.
Which was manipulation. Now, you weren't coming from a place of manipulation, but that's what it was.
Exactly.
That's.
We were saying some crazy things. Like, we started saying things like, God did create other religions so that he could reach people in other countries. Mm. What if God is a woman?
Ooh.
Like, say things.
Well, woo. For the record, he is not.
What a time. Terrible time
to be alive. To have them alive.
But yeah, I was able to do that, and it was crazy because he was just getting consistent in the church that we used to go to. And so when he saw me come out of that and what I went through there, he didn't go to church for 2 years either. Mason wasn't learning anything about God. I wasn't teaching him anything about God. I was teaching him how to cleanse crystals. I had a healing crystal under his bed because he was dealing with a kidney bladder issue. I was like, this crystal is going to heal you. I wasn't telling him God. Well, I was also saying, we were also praying, though. I was like, God is going to do this. And we're going to put this crystal under your mattress, too, for some extra pizzazz. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you see, though, how the people always say, men lead, men lead, men lead. And men do need to lead. Don't get me twisted when I say what I'm about to say. But do you see how the enemy uses women?
Yeah.
To influence? You influenced your entire family.
I always say this, it's as a joke, but, you know, we talk about women and what our punishment was when, you know, Adam and Eve did what they did, you know, with women, you know, painful childbirth. We have menstrual periods and things like that, right? And one time, Terrence was like, but what about men? What did we get? And I was like, y'all are stupid. Like, y'all are stupid and gullible.
Gullible.
Adam fell for it. Eve, all she had to say was, eat this.
Literally.
And y'all was like, okay. And to this day,
that's gullible. You put the right woman.
Because we have something that y'all want.
Yeah.
We can use whatever we need to entice you.
Mm-hmm.
And you
go for it.
That's it.
You say, you put the right woman who can get his ear. She could tell that man anything. Will have his world just thriving, or will have it plummeting. Mm-hmm. Like, and like, you can actually speak to, like, no, like, literal fact. We're a church. Like, we're operating the way we're supposed to. He's leading the household the way he's supposed to. All those kinds of, but there was a time where I was speaking complete false things to him, and he was trusting me. Yeah. Like, he was trusting me. I mean, obviously now, if you ever said something crazy, he would be like, girl,
bye. Like, yeah,
somebody get Pastor Chris on the phone.
He's in his word now where he's like, Tom, that don't sound right. Like, yeah. He gives it to me now. But, you know, I thought I was wise.
Yeah.
It's dangerous out here.
It is. And it's women. Women are dangerous. Yeah. If you haven't heard anything today, know that women are dangerous. These women in particular. I mean, you can read it all through the Bible. Women have been dangerous. But they've been dangerous.
We don't like to admit that.
We don't. And women, like, we're not these just dainty, little old me. That's part of the manipulation. Little old me, don't mind me. I'm just, you know, mind about picking flowers to put a spell on you. Like,
exactly.
Legit. Like, people talk about, like, what I find, like, scary now is people, this trend that's going around, people joking about putting their blood in the boy's spaghetti again.
Yes,
like, that came back up again.
Like,
and I'm like, but they're not joking. Like, this isn't a joke this time. Like, before, way back, I think maybe they were joking about it because, you know, they have real people doing it. But, like, I'm not going to do that. That's disgusting. But these girls are so desperate to be a witch, to be cool, to be relatable, to see if things work because everybody's so smart. And everybody wants to know if it works. And this generation is full of, well, prove it. We need proof of everything. It didn't start with this. Wonder how the desensitizing thing happened is when the enemy introduced all those stupid challenges. Eating cinnamon. Eating the freaking Tide Pods. It was dumb. It was dumb little things.
Yeah.
But doing small things on the internet, he introduced doing nonsense under the guise of innocence. This is innocent.
He was like, let me take it a little bit further.
And now you have people telling you to do witchcraft, and these girls are out here doing it.
Like it's okay. And bragging about it.
And bragging. Posting it!
Posting it.
And these dumb boys are like, I think she put this in my food.
And you ate it.
And you ate it.
Adam.
For real! It's just a replay.
Right.
Legit.
Man.
This is the world we live in.
It's the world. But we not of the world. We just live in the world. I'm glad that we came out of that
all of
lifestyle.
That. Yes.
Because, like we said earlier, it is hard to get out of it. But once you're out, and once you experience God for real, I was just thanking him this morning for not allowing me to die in that.
Yeah.
For having mercy on me when he didn't have to, you know?
Yeah. I was talking about mercy today, too.
Ooh, he's so merciful.
He is.
He's so kind. He just wants us.
That's it.
That's it. And the things that he does once you get to know him, like, the way that you watch him working in your life, it's like, dang, I should have been chose you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have
like
to
the
go
peace.
Through some of the things I went through. Yes, you go through things.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, he gives you peace, even in the midst of the storm.
Yes.
He gives you a sound mind when, in that lifestyle, my mind was everywhere.
Everywhere. And he does, like, he gives you, you're so calm.
Yeah.
Life could be haywire. And you can just rest. Mm-hmm. You're just like, and it's not coming from a place, like, it sounds generic. It's not coming from a place of, God will handle it. But it's coming from, like, a real place of like,
because
my dad
got
it.
You know.
Yes.
Like, you just know.
And I'm never one to promote God is only daddy God.
Mm-hmm.
He is daddy God, king God, all of that.
Yeah.
But when you rest in the knowing of the Father, my dad has me, how secure I am with my dad. Like, if something happened to my car, something happened to me, my dad is going to come get me. I'd be out here floating, not worried about a thing. Not worried about the check engine lights on, Dad. I'm going to still drive it, though.
You want to feel that peace that surpasses understanding?
Yes.
Why are you so calm?
My dad got it.
Period.
My dad's got it.
Period.
Yes.
I don't worry about nothing.
Nothing.
Talk about princess.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And that's where I'm like, going back to what we were talking about in the beginning, like the bring it all full circle, is identity.
Yeah.
Where are you getting your identity from? Because that has you confused. You're some of everything. You're a witch today. You're yourself tomorrow. You might be Callie or whatever you called on to help give you some identity and all that kind of stuff. Like, you could be anything at any given moment. You have no peace with that. You don't know. You don't know what resonates, what Because it's all about resonation. What resonates with me?
Right?
Like, nonsense. But when you're under God and you're submitted to God, King, the King, when you're submitted to the King first, when the Father kicks in, it hits so different. Because now you know that I'm a daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm a royal daughter. Yeah. I'm a princess daughter.
Yes.
And I'm like, in like even in the Psalms, not the spell book, but the real one from the Holy Bible. Pick a translation. It's talking about coming to him as a child. And like he wants you to come like a 3-year-old would. I mean, if you're whining and complaining and you're like, I just want some cookies. Like, I just want a new car. I just want this. I just want a house. Like, that's how you feel in a moment. Come to him like that, though. Don't go to the world and to people and to all that. Because he already knows. He wants your full, authentic relationship to be to him.
Yeah.
Even when that means you are whining and crying and complaining and doing the most. You got nasty attitude.
Just like the father does.
Yes.
He going to tighten that up. Like, he's going to get you straight. You're going to learn.
Yes.
You're going to learn.
Yes.
He's not a genie.
Heck no.
But you're going to learn that relationship, that true authentic relationship where as you continue to grow and develop and mature in him, your prayers will change.
Mm-hmm.
It will change from I want to God, I bless you. God, I praise you.
Yes.
You are this. You are that. You are yes. above all names, you know, praising him. And he's just like, blessings, blessings, blessings.
Literally, because people don't realize that the closer you get, your desires stop shifting from your desires to his desires,
exactly.
Which is what he wants. Because what you want isn't even half of what he wants to give you. And people think like, God, I just want a new car. He's like, yeah, I know you want a new car, but I want to give you the best.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know that you don't like what you got. I know you want a new house. I know you want this. I know you want that. First of all, you can't handle it. You can barely handle what you got. Okay, so let's start with maintaining, handling this well, stewarding this well, because he's all order. He's a God of order. So I'm not just that world. Yeah, you can have it with terms and conditions.
Yeah,
you can have a new car for sure. Who did you have to lie to? Who did you have to steal from? Who did you have to? What did you have to give up? Because people love sacrificing things.
Mm-hmm.
What cat did you have to kill? Because this stuff is real.
It is.
It's real. But with God, God's like, let me teach you. Let me train you on how to maintain things before I just hand them. Because he's loving. And
that's
he's merciful.
So good, girl. That's so good. Yes.
In that world, though, they'll give it to you with no training, no understanding, nothing. You'll win the lottery. I want to win the lottery. Win it and blow it.
Yeah.
And you're broke again. Yeah. You need to go win the lottery again.
And that happens a lot.
Yes. And God's like, well, if you had let me teach you how to steward money, when and if you had won the lottery, because you probably wouldn't even try to play it because you already had the funds. But
since you got it.
Since you got it, you would have known how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I helped you. I trained you. You were prepared to have this amount of money because God gives you stuff in stages. I'm not going to give you everything all at one time.
Yeah.
So that you can fail and then you feel miserable and then you go on a downward spiral.
Yes.
Let me give it to you in sections so that you can eat it, chew on it, digest it, and then I can give you some more. James talks about that and Paul talks about he doesn't even do that with himself. He doesn't give you too much of him too fast. He lets you digest parts of him.
Yeah.
So maybe you need Daddy Jesus first. You just need to be loved on. That's why they give you the book of love. John is the first book you come across in the New Testament. The book of love. And once you get that in there, as you progress, it gets more aggressive.
It does.
And it gets more real.
That's facts.
And he gives it to you in doses. Okay. Yeah. You've got the love. Okay, good. You know I love you. Great. Well, let's check your heart. Okay?
Yeah.
It's wicked.
And it's funny. He does it in such a loving way. He does it so loving. I remember hearing a message from Pastor Chris. It was a conviction message. It was when we were, this was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dang, this sounds like a message that people would get upset at. But I was like, wow. God loves us so much that he will correct us so we can get it right.
Yeah.
So how do we sum this up? Of course, everything is witchcraft.
Facts.
But we can also say, God loves you. And that's just, it sounds so simple, but there's so much power in knowing that.
I would say, even if it's just one person, the fact that you're even hearing this and you listened this long is a fact that God is literally chasing you down. Yes. And he loves you. And that even if you're in this world thinking about being in this, well, this world being witchcraft, in that world, he still sees you and he still wants you. Yes. And he's using this platform, Tony's platform, to chase you down. I will have you by any means. He will have you by any means necessary. And if that is what, if you didn't hear nothing else, hear his heart when he says, I will go to the ends of this earth. And you can run as fast as you can, but I will get to you.
Yes. Man, that was amazing. Thank you so much, Brooke, for agreeing to be on my show. We had a great conversation.
Beautiful conversation.
I can't wait to drop this. And I really pray that someone, even if it's just one person, like you said, is touched by the sharing of our testimonies.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. That brings us down to the end of this episode. I hope you all enjoyed. I hope that you got something from it. It's Tony Talks. We out.